Some students need extra help in the classroom, and much as they try, sometimes teachers can't do it all. The nonprofit Peoria Friendship House has begun a mentorship program with the idea that some of the best teachers are parents.
¿Y cómo hace, cómo ayuda la palma en el agua?
Felicia Beeney has taught in Peoria Public Schools for 16 years, recently taking over a bilingual first grade class at Lincoln School. This year, she's not always alone in the classroom. 2 hours a day, 4 days a week, volunteers from the Parent Mentor Program come in to lead story time, organize activities, and work with students one-on-one if they're falling behind. Each of Beanie's 16 students is at a different stage in their English as a second language education. At least three started the year performing below their grade level. Beanie says it can be challenging to tackle each student's unique needs on her own.
There's so many things that are expected from us as teachers that we can not do, you know, without feeling overwhelmed. It's just too difficult. Every day there's something new, something different.
Beanie says the parent help lets her work on projects she has not had time to do.
Thanks to them, I feel like my room has more than ever, you know, like more activities and more organized. In 2 hours, they can do a lot.
Beanie's classroom is one of four participating in the Parent Mentor Program this year. The goal is as much to increase parental involvement as it is to offer support to students. The program launched in October at Lincoln and Roosevelt Magnet School. To participate, mentors must be a parent, grandparent, or other close relative of a student in the same school. Chicago has had the program for nearly 25 years. Peoria Friendship House CEO Robert Montgomery says grant money let them bring the idea to Peoria.
District 150 is probably one of the worst school districts in the country. And they've been wrecking their brain trying to figure out how do they bring up these test scores. And one of the things that they know is necessary is parental involvement in education.
Both Lincoln and Roosevelt are among the worst performing schools in the state, according to Illinois report card data. On top of low test scores, Montgomery says these schools grapple with understaffing and teacher retention challenges.
This is a problem across the country. You go into any classroom right now today, just pick a random classroom. You're going to have about 30 kids with one teacher. You might luck up and find a classroom that has a teacher's aide in it, but you don't have a whole lot of adult presence in the classrooms.
Montgomery says there are a slew of other benefits for parents, students, and teachers.
The byproduct is that the kids listen and they sit down, they participate in class. Most of these parents, what they'll tell you is that when they first went into the classroom, the class was like total mayhem, and maybe two or three students were sitting down and listening.
That is the experience of Chiquita Brown. Brown is a parent mentor in a third grade class at Lincoln. She says the relationship she has with students is different than the relationship they have with their teacher.
The way the kids come to me is more respectful than how they do with the teacher. If I could put my foot in the teacher's shoes, I probably wouldn't want to do the class anymore. I probably would have left. I think it's because we are one-on-one, somebody they can probably trust to talk to.
Brown says she mostly helps kids struggling with math, but during one-on-one tutoring sessions, students often open up about other things going on in their lives.
Most kids at home that's not get that attention, either from a biological family, a guardian, or a foster parent, they're not going to spill the beans out and say, oh, I need this love and affection. They're going to find it somewhere else.
Brown recognizes her role as a parent mentor is to help students learn, but she says she sometimes acts more like a mother or social worker.
So the cover of the book says what?
Penguins
are water birds.
Sarah Johnson is a parent mentor in Felicia Beanie's first grade classroom. Johnson is a single mother with three children at Lincoln School. She says her impression of the resources available to students changed drastically after she started working in the school.
Some of the teachers kind of like are over it, and you can tell. I just feel like there's a loss for care.
Johnson says she understands why teachers feel burnt out. She says she feels like class sizes are too large and educators aren't paid enough. Johnson says initiatives like the Parent Mentor Program are great, but only mask the problem.
I think if they paid more attention to paying teachers what they need, they would be happier and not so stressed out. And if there were more one-on-ones, more parent mentors, more involvement into the schools, I think that would turn around our future's education.
Friendship House CEO Robert Montgomery says the success of the parent mentor program will ultimately be determined by students' standardized test scores. Pre-testing took place in the fall. Students will be assessed again this spring.
If they haven't improved in their test scores, then we got to go back to the drawing board to find out, well, what's really going on?
Beanie says she's already seen students grow since getting additional help.
I can tell you right now that I had kids that were not reading, that they basically were behind when they started first grade. The number of students that I have now that are so low, it's much less. And I think it's thanks to these parents helping.
Beanie says several other teachers say they want to bring the program to their classrooms if future grant funding allows. I'm Dana Vollmer.